America remembers 911.
We just couldn't understand the size and the enormity of the whole situation. And one tower hit, and then a little while later, we heard the other one had hit. It was unbelievable.
We have to protect ourselves, and that means that we have to give up some of the freedoms that we've held so dear for the common good, but I think it's something that has to be done carefully and thoughtfully.
Saw it on TV and was like a bit shocked. I was like, oh my God. And then realized that, yeah, it was definitely terrorism.
I'm a spiritual person. I have a religious foundation, and I believe that there is a God in the heavens that created this earth with a purpose, and that ultimately that purpose will be the one that dominates over everything else.
It is exactly 8:54 in the morning on September 11th, 2006, exactly 5 years ago today. American Airlines Flight 77 was hijacked at this moment by five terrorists using knives and box cutters to enter the cockpit. The plane was diverted towards Washington, D.C.
An explosion has rocked the World Trade Center in New York City this morning. Clouds of black smoke are billowing out of the upper story.
I was on the 68th floor of one World Trade Center, and there was a massive explosion. The whole building shook. I was only about 15 floors below where the plane hit. And
are you all right, sir?
Just raining glass and raining debris on the ground.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
There have been at least four airliners that have been hijacked today.
Second airliner, yes, we're getting...
And then the second plane hit, and it was mass chaos, and there were thousands of people running up the street.
When I start to try to tell you, that's when you have to tell me, hey, this kind of trouble's only just begun.
Another plane is down at the Pentagon.
One eyewitness I talked to who was on this busy highway outside the Pentagon this morning said he saw an airplane coming directly over his head. He could see the number on the plane. He could almost see the passengers inside as it went along the highway, started clipping off the high wires, and slammed directly into the side of the Pentagon.
All I could hear was people screaming, and they all said in unison, "Oh my God! Oh my God!" And I looked over to somebody I had been talking to, and I said, "What happened?" And he said, "Look."
We watch now, and yes, definitely, the second of the World Trade Center Twin Towers has now collapsed.
The building began to disintegrate, and we heard it and looked up and started to see elements of the building come down. Honestly, it was like a scene out of Independence Day.
The World Trade Center, the tallest structure in New York City, was no longer a part of the New York City skyline.
This is an act of war. I'm filled with anger and feelings of revenge.
I think it means we might be going to war.
We don't even know who we're fighting, do we?
Look at it, because all I can see are people. I don't see a building, I see people. People are children without mothers and fathers tonight.
And I've heard it said too many times that you'd be better off besides.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
Some kids don't, and some of us are wondering why.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil.
And Mom won't watch the news at night. There's too much stuff that's making her cry.
The victims were in airplanes, were in their offices.
One voice was heard.
terrible sadness and a quiet, unyielding anger.
A house, a yard, a neighborhood where you can ride your new bike to school.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror.
A kind of world where mom and dad still believe the golden rule.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, have filled us with disbelief.
Life's not that simple down here on earth. A thousand prayers, a million words, but one voice was heard.
Our country is strong. A great people has been moved to defend a great nation.
One voice, one simple word, hearts know what to say. One dream can change the world. Keep believing till you find your way.
Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America.
Yesterday while walking home, I saw some kid on Newbury Road. He pulled a pistol from his bag and tossed it in the river below.
And on behalf of the American people, I thank the many world leaders who have called to offer their condolences and assistance.
Thanks for the help down here on earth. A thousand prayers, a million words, but one voice.
Walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
9 o'clock, 9:01 on a Monday morning as WCFR 1480 Springfield remembers 9/11. 5 years ago today, it did not matter if you were a Democrat, a Republican, a progressive, or any political affiliation. It didn't matter if you were black or you were white. It didn't matter if you were rich or poor. What mattered is that you were an American. And on that day, September 11th, 2001, your country was under attack. Today, WCFR pauses from our regular programming to reflect upon the horror of that day and what has transpired since. Today is 9/11.
It was a day that will live in infamy, a day filled with unspeakable horror. September 11th, 2001, was like any other day. On the east coast of the United States, it was 8 a.m. on a remarkably beautiful morning. Men and women headed to work. Mothers washed breakfast dishes while their children played innocently on school playgrounds. None of them had any inkling of the catastrophe that was about to change their lives forever. 12 hours later, they were gathered in churches, holding hands with strangers and asking how and why this had happened to their country, to their America.
It was at this moment 5 years ago today, this very moment, that United Airlines Flight 175 crashed at a speed of about 590 miles per hour into the south side of the South Tower of the World Trade Center, crashing through the 77th and 85th floors.
Thank you. nothing in front of me. Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me. Lost track of how far I've gone. How far I've gone, how high I've climbed. On my back's a 60-pound stone. On my shoulder, half mile of line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up, lay your hands in mine. Come on up for the rising. Come on up for the rising line. Left the house this morning. Bells are ringing, fill the air. I swear the cross of my calling. Home wheels of fire, I can roll down here. Come on up for the rising. Come on up, lay your hands in mine. Come on up for the rising. Come on up for the rising tonight. La 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 la.
Come on up for the rising. beautiful. Far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self? Our country loved. Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. Above the fruited plain. But now wait a minute, I'm talking about America. Sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood from sea to shining sea. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.
America.
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 I love you, America.
God,
you see,
America remembers 911.
I saw the tail of a large airliner. It plowed right into the Pentagon just moments ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Out of the blue, this blast came through the wall like that. Boom. And it demolished my buddy's cubicle. It threw me into a locker.
You know, you heard a lot of people screaming, you know, and you knew you couldn't get to them, and we tried. And when you hear somebody scream, you know, like we did, you couldn't turn away.
The hard part was when I had to, you know, almost said, let's leave. I think that was a heartbreaking moment for us all. The sound of the people. That we can never get rid of. And we had done what many would say was a heroic act. But for me, I felt like I had not done enough.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flag, there's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. If that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. No, it ain't the only place on earth, but it's the only place that I prefer. To love my wife and raise my kids, hey, the same way that my daddy did. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle.
Nine 16 in the morning, WCFR, and all of us remember 9/11.
The unthinkable has happened. And as we seek answers and cry out for justice, let us also pray for the wisdom and strength to avoid rushing to judgment.
Every night I say a prayer in the hopes that there's a heaven.
We have seen what hatred does.
Every day I'm more confused as the saints turn into sinners. All the heroes and legends I knew as a child have fallen to idols of clay. And I feel this empty place inside. So I pray that I've lost my faith. Show me the way.
And no one should doubt America's resolve.
It's an attack upon the whole concept of freedom.
Take me tonight to the river and wash my illusions away.
Today we've had a national tragedy.
Please show me the way.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
And as I slowly drift to sleep for a moment, I say bread. I close my eyes and know there's peace in a world so filled with hatred. That I wake up each morning and turn on the news to find we've so far to go. And I keep on hoping for a sign. So obey, I just won't.
We were standing there and I said, I can't believe this.
Show me the way.
And the president is in a secure location.
Bring me tonight to the mountain and take my confusion away.
The hospital's completely mobilized.
And show me the way.
We were trying to get people away when the second collapse.
collapse occurred, and I dove under a truck, so I don't know how I'm here.
And if I see your light, should I believe? Tell me how will I know?
I myself was inside the building. I locked myself in. When I tried to evacuate myself, I couldn't with all the debris and smoke. So I just ran inside and used the phone and called my wife to tell her goodbye.
Crawled under a car, you could hear chunks of concrete falling all around you.
That's when the plane hit, and I went down and people got hit with pieces of metal, pieces of glass, and that's right after they announced that number two building is secure. We can go back to work. And as soon as they said that, that's when the second plane hit.
We will strive now very hard to save as many people as possible and to send a message that the city of New York and the United States of America is much stronger than any group of barbaric terrorists.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a difficult moment for America. Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
Take me tonight to the river and wash my illusions away.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. We will show the world that we will pass this test.
It's an attack upon the whole concept of freedom.
Give me the strength and the courage to believe that I'll get there someday.
It was just chaos everywhere.
Our resolve has not been weakened. When Americans suffers and when people perpetrate acts against this country, we as a Congress and as a government stand united. Those who have brought forth this evil deed will pay the price.
Every night I say a prayer in the hopes that there's a heaven.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Courtesy.
see of the red, white, and blue.
Allowed the people to jump from the building onto us. We had to coax them out of the building. We went inside the building in the bottom part, and there was water and there was smoke and fire and an explosion. A little explosion would continue to happen. The electric wires were popping in that water. Water and electric. It's a wonder we didn't get electrocuted. I don't know why we did. The smoke felt like it was touching us. It was so hot. I went on top of the Pentagon, and I ran up there, and I tried to get back down into it, but the flames was coming up, and later when I finally got home, later in the evening, I realized that that portion of the Pentagon had fallen in. It was like a sinking feeling.
That I heard the noise, I knew a disaster was about to happen.
Today we've had a national tragedy.
The explosion is incredible! Oh my God!
The United States is under attack. Multiple bombings and plane crashes.
If I saw you in heaven.
Fires burning in the courtyard of the Pentagon.
Would it be the same?
Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
If I saw
heard a plane overhead that seemed awfully close.
There is simply no way to accurately describe the emotion this evokes.
The second building that we witnessed the airplane enter just collapsed. There is panic on the streets, thousands of people running up Church Street, which is what I'm looking out on, trying to get away.
There's people jumping out of windows. I've seen at least 14 people jumping out of windows.
They're trying to see themselves. I don't know.
Thousands of people work have now been attacked and destroyed, with thousands of people either in them or in the immediate area.
Time can bring you down, time can bend your knees. Time can break your heart, have you begging, please, begging.
Was making a lot of noise, I think, because it was very low. Other than that, I wouldn't have looked up at it. I wouldn't have, you know, seen what it looked like if it hadn't been very noisy.
I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south, real low, and crashed right into the Pentagon.
The top half of the building just started with a gigantic rumble, folded in on itself, and collapsed in a huge plume of smoke and dust.
I must be strong.
Put it into words, and maybe one doesn't need to.
Oh my God.
People are very, very scared down here.
The United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
It's 9:28 in the morning, and at this moment, 5 years ago today, United Airlines Flight 93 was hijacked and headed back towards the White House.
We started coming, just looking like it sideways. At first, we thought it was just going to try to miss it. Bang! Right into the middle of it, like around the 70th floor. And then half hour later, we see the second one bang into it. We're on the roof of it. We're a block away. I mean, see bodies flying out of the sky, and you can't do nothing about it. You tell me. You tell me what you think. I mean, my heart's in my mouth. I mean, I pray for these people. There's no words to describe what's going on out there. I mean, you see bodies just coming a half hour later, still coming out of the goddamn sky.
And I hear a huge, huge crash or bang, louder than I've ever heard in my life.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended. I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks. The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
We received a call from an individual stating that he was on a plane and the plane was being hijacked.
On and on the rain will fall, like tears from a star, like tears from a star.
All the way down to the ground.
The end result is going to be some horrendous number of lives lost. I don't think we know yet, but right now we have to just focus on saving as many people as possible.
None of us will ever forget this day, yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world.
At 9:32 in the morning of September 11, 2001, a man on United Airlines Flight 93 transmitted the following message to what he believed to be only passengers but was overheard by air traffic control. "Ladies and gentlemen, here is the captain. Please sit down. Keep remaining sitting. We have a bomb on board, so sit."
Get inside there before they kill someone.
to make a move. I hope that we're forgiven for what we gotta do. How this all got started, I'll never understand. I hope someone can fly this thing and get us back to land. Let's roll. Time is running out. Let's roll.
At 9:37 on September 11, 2001, American Airlines Flight 77 crashed into the southwestern side of the Pentagon. All on board were killed, as were 125 Pentagon personnel.
We've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
Both towers of the World Trade Center in New York City, where two planes have crashed into the towers, one shortly before 9 o'clock Eastern Time, one shortly after 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
I'm not afraid of anything in this world. There's nothing you can throw at me that I haven't already heard. I'm just trying to find a decent melody. Song that I can sing in my own company. You've got to get yourself together. You got stuck in the moment and now you can't get out of it. Don't say that later will be better. Now you're stuck in the moment and you can't get out of it.
Looking at these pictures, say there's no doubt about it. This was a coordinated terrorism attack.
You've got to get yourself together. You've got stuck in a moment and you can't get out of it. Oh, love, look at you now. You got yourself stuck in a moment and you can't get out of it.
I can't believe it. I'm watching. Right now, and as I was up here, there was about 15 people, and I was on the phone with another radio station, and the other one blew up.
Obviously, there is pandemonium downtown.
So I look out the window, and the next thing I know, the second building is hit by this second aircraft.
We described to you the possibility of that North Tower collapsing
About 5 minutes after we went off the air, it did collapse.
There has been a plane that's been flown into the Pentagon.
We're on the corner of Duane and West Broadway, walking down towards the Twin Towers, and it just collapsed. It looks like it looks sort of like the building just demolished.
They have no idea the level of loss of life at this point. When I asked one of them why he was going back in as he suited up since he could barely breathe, he said, it's my job. And there may be some of my brother officers in there. There may be other people in there.
And the Pentagon has been evacuated. Intelligence officials tell me that they do believe at the Pentagon that that was a third plane going down.
This kind of an attack, this sophisticated, this efficient, striking at the heart of the nation's capital, striking at the heart of New York City. We don't know whether it's the end of it.
Fire department, Port Authority police, best they could, tried to get everybody out. There were people still coming out after that building came down.
May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.
America remembers 911.
All of a sudden, there was this unbelievable concussion and a thunderous crash, and it was so hot, it was suffocatingly hot in there. It was sucking the air out. It was. I knew that if I didn't get out quickly, that I was not going to make it. I'd either be burned or suffocated.
When we heard the loud blast, I had time to cover my face, and then everything started shaking. Everything went black. The wall, the back wall had fallen, and you could see straight back. And that's when I started noticing there was other civilians back there, and everybody was starting to come to. And I stayed behind, and I started screaming to them, come towards me, there's a way out, come towards me, calm down.
I was in the building because I was driving a friend, and I was worried for her safety. I prayed for her to be all right.
Spend all your time waiting.
The victims were in airplanes.
For that second chance.
Were in their offices.
For a break that would make it okay.
Moms and dads. Friends and neighbors.
I could
feel it.
Terror, disbelief.
Feel not good enough.
Terrible sadness.
And it's hard at the end.
Quiet, unyielding anger.
Need some distraction.
We must be strong.
Oh, beautiful release.
A collective scream.
Memories seep from my veins.
The grief lasted for quite a long time.
It may be empty.
What is going on?
And maybe I'll find some peace tonight.
In our nation's most wanted tolerance for all peoples, our enemies have found our Achilles heel.
In the arms of the angel, fly away from here.
Pray for the victims, pray for the missing.
From this star.
The loved ones holding vigil.
And the endlessness that you feel.
Between hope and despair.
You are pulled from the
wreck. You can hear firefighters that are still trapped.
From your silent reverie.
people walking around like ghosts.
You're in the arms of the angel. May you find.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom.
Some comfort here.
And no one will keep that light from shining.
You're in the arms.
Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve. And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
9:45 in the morning on September 11th, 2006. Ray Lemire with you till about 10:30 this morning. And again, I urge anyone who wants to share their thoughts and memories of that horrible day 5 years ago today, number of ways you can do it. You can email me at raylemire@aol.com. That's R-A-Y-L-E-M-I-R-E, all one word. Or you can go to our website, WCFR1480.com, and use the feedback link on the homepage. If you send in a letter and you want it read, I'll be happy to do it. If you want it read with your name, that's fine. If you want it read anonymously, that's fine. If you want to phone in and share your thoughts, it's 885-1480, and again, we do not have to put your name on the air. It's a sad day, and it's a tough day, and hopefully tomorrow morning when Heather and I come back on the air at 6 o'clock, it'll be a better day. But today is a day to stop and to pause and to reflect on the 3,000 people who lost their lives.
As I watch old glory waving in the wind, I think of what it stands for and everywhere it's been. Each state shows independence by having its own star. Red stands for courage and bloodshed in the war. White is for the innocents lost on the battlefield. Blue stands for justice that will always prevail. These colors won't run. They're tried and true. The promise of freedom is in the red, white, and blue. Stand for what is right, and if it takes a fight to get it done, these colors won't run. When our freedom is challenged, we won't back down, even on foreign soil. We stand our ground. We'll defy the largest foe for what we believe. Defend the smallest friend in their time of need. And time after time, we've answered the call, and through every battle, our flag weathered it all. These colors won't run. They're tried and true. The promise of freedom is in the red, white, and blue. They stand for what is right, and if it takes a fight to get it done, these colors won't run. The flag is more than just our colors. It's a way of life. It's a way of life.
voice of freedom is in the red, white, and blue. They stand for what is right, and if it takes a fight to get it done, these colors won't run.
BJ Thomas, 9:50 in the morning.